It's an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. I just want to say thank you to everybody that was here yesterday helping clean the house of the Lord, clean up our home, right? We're a family and this is our home. So we did a lot of stuff. You guys probably noticed the flowers out front and the flowers over here. And I mean, everything's clean. If it wasn't moving, it got vacuumed or got mopped, it got dusted, got polished, something happened to it if it wasn't moving. So I just want to say thank you so much to everybody that came and helped out yesterday. Great job. So, amen. So today's a big day. We're going to have baby dedication, and then we're going to celebrate all of our moms, and I'm just going to speak a short sermon on Mother's Day. So we'll have some baby baptism, we'll release the kids to Children's Church, and then we'll go over a sermon on mothers. So if you join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much. All of us here right now, Lord, with our eyes closed, maybe with our heads bowed, we just focus on you right now, Father. We recalibrate ourselves to focus on you. We reorientate ourselves to focus on you. And we intentionally, right now, we stand before you and we open up our hearts to you, God. Would you please touch us spirit to spirit, and would you focus us on your kingdom and on your great love for each one of us. We bless you and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, let's say good morning to each other.
Can everybody find their seats, please? Happy Mother's Day to all of our beautiful mothers out here. Thank you. Thank you. So Saturday, May 21st, from 8 to 4 p.m., we are doing the garage sale, or the yard sale, for the neighborhood. We're going to start our movie nights every Friday night in June. And our website is up and running, if you guys want to check that out. The kids' ministry is meeting on Sunday, May 15th, so it's after the service if you want to be a part of that. Monday evenings is young adults at 6:30. If you're under 40, come on out. Wednesday evenings, you can go to the Youngs or the Starbucks at 6:30 p.m., Thursday morning, you can go to the Youngs or the Newmans at 10 a.m. Men's breakfast is May 28th, 9 o'clock. The women's brunch is postponed until Saturday, June 11th at 11. And then game night is still every third Friday at the church at 6:30.
Thank you, Alicia. We appreciate that. Can I have the ushers come up and we're going to take the offering? God, we just thank you as we give back to you what you've already given to us. You just bless us with so many things, and we are just so grateful in that. And thank you, God. Amen. Go ahead. And then I was reading this morning. I was looking up stuff for Mother's Day. And I came across this, and it just seemed to fit with all the women that we have in our church, and it just reminded me of lots of them, probably pretty much all of them. So it's Proverbs 31, 25, and 26. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. I just can think of lots of people's faces when I was reading that. So I thought of that for all the women out there. And for you guys to just have a great Mother's Day. Then I have a little challenge for the men. Honor her. It's Proverbs 31:31. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. I think it's just a challenge for us to honor our wives for all that they do and recognize what they do and encourage them to do the things that they do and do it well and just put their hands to it. So I ask all the singers to come up and lead us in praise today.
Good morning, everybody. So I'm doing something different. I'm wearing a headset today, and it's weird. Mm-hmm. So we're going to supersize our praise and worship. No Amen. Fries are available. We're supersizing by adding two new people.
Woohoo!
Welcome.
Yes.
So we got a little excited about worshiping this morning pre-service, and Lois jumped right into our song that we're supposed to do now early. So we're going to do Name Above All Names again.
All right.
That's right.
That is right. That's the part I like.
For your holiness.
I want to read from Romans 5, verse 6 and 7 and 8. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing Don't Tread on Me. Hallelujah. I just thank you that we have power in your name.
Yes, Lord.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for each and every one of us, Lord, and in your name we can come against the powers of darkness. Lord, whatever form that takes right now in each and every one of our lives, we come against the power of darkness. We come against the devil's schemes with the blood of Jesus Christ poured out upon each of us, making us new, giving us salvation, giving us freedom, making us overcomers in your name. Lord, I pray that we would arise in your name in this place today to be overcomers. Lord, I just say right now that whatever is coming against us, we take that and take that in your hand and literally put it under your feet.
Yes, Lord.
And we put it under the feet of Jesus Christ. Yes. We place it at his throne to be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, the overcoming power of Jesus Lord. Christ. We thank you for your name, Lord. Arise within us, Holy Spirit, in this place today. Holy Spirit, arise. Arise. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Father, that's our deepest desire, is to have you pour out your fire in this place again. Holy Spirit, would you touch our hearts? Speak to us loud and clear. Stir us with faith. Remind us of the great love of God that changes our everything. Because, Lord, when we understand how much you love us, when that goes from something we've heard about to something we experience in our heart, it changes our everything. And so I just pray for a renewal of the fire of God that comes in and burns away the dross and leaves our heart pure and focused on you, God. We love you and we adore you. We praise you and exalt you. Use every aspect of our lives, all that we have, all that we'll ever have, whether it's skills, whether it's treasure, whatever it is, Lord, in the time that we have left, would you please use it to bring glory to your name and to build your kingdom. Would you please do this, Father? In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, worship team. Go ahead and be seated. Amen.